The Portland neighborhood where I live is enhanced by poetry. One neighbor, herself a published poet, prints chalk poems out on the sidewalk. Those tend to be short, insightful, sentimental little clips from poets like Emily Dickinson. In one direction, well, actually in both different directions in the neighborhood, people put out poetry boxes where they periodically rotate through some of their favorite poetry. It's in one of those boxes that I found this poem. It's called For Citizenship. It's by John O'Donohue. O'Donohue is new to me. It turns out, as I research him, he is an Irish poet, died about a dozen years ago, has a theological background, which will come out a bit in this poetry, and wrote a thesis on Hegelian philosophy. This is For Citizenship. What I'm going to do is read you the poem and then look at a variant of the poem. He published different versions, and to me they're significantly different, actually, but appropriate for us. For Citizenship by John O'Donohue. In these times when anger is turned into anxiety and someone has stolen the horizons and mountains, our small emperors on parade never expect our indifference to disturb their nakedness. They keep their heads down and their eyes gleam with reflection from aluminum economic ground. The media wraps everything in a cellophane of sound, and the ghost surface of the virtual overlays the breathing earth. The industry of distraction makes us forget that we live in a universe. We have become converts to the religion of stress and its deity of progress. That we may have courage to turn aside from it all and come to kneel down before the poor to discover what we must do, how to turn anxiety back into anger, how to find our way home. That's For Citizenship, a published version that John O'Donohue put in his book, Benedictus. There's a line in there that I'm not too fond of, and that's kneeling down before the poor. It, to me, suggests a separation from the poor, but I understand its origin, and it comes out of O'Donohue's theological training, I'm sure. You may remember the preferential option for the poor, that phrase that came out of the Latin American Bishops' Conference in Medellin, Colombia, back in the late 60s. I think that's what he's talking about. In any case, I came up with another version of that same poem that is, I think, significantly different. The line breaks are different, but also, well, let me just tell you some of the differences as he wrote it. It's interesting to see the development of different versions of the same poetry. Instead of someone has stolen the horizons and mountains, he wrote in a different version, and they are replacing all the lines of horizon. Instead of aluminum economic ground, well, actually, he added the economic in the version that I read to you. And here's a significant difference. In a different version, he wrote, "And every day the media wraps the silence of our anxiousness inside a cellophane of sound, and all the while a virtual ghost surface seeps across the breathing earth and claims the allegiance of our eyes." Finally, toward the end, he wrote in a different version, "That we may have the courage not to stay lost in the familiar places." And he wants to turn our anxiety in this version into righteous anger. This has been John O'Donohue's poem, For Citizenship. And I want to mention that next week on the Old Mole Variety Hour, we will also have poetry, a brand new poem from Desiree Heligers. This has been Norm Diamond with poetry from John O'Donohue.